Although our dams are significantly more full this time of this year than they were this time last year or the year before or the year before that, I do sometimes get a little worried that the authorities are taking a slightly too relaxed attitude to this. There is no doubt that we are going to have another multi-year drought period, and I think we need to be far more water resilient than we are at the moment. And one of the big ongoing discussions is, how do we achieve that? What mix of desalination, of water reuse, of groundwater reuse, what is the mix that we need to, in order to become a truly water resilient city in an environment which is increasingly, according to all of the modeling, becoming ever more arid? And one of the things which perhaps is not discussed enough by the decision-making authorities is the clearing of thirsty alien vegetation and how that might impact. Louis Stafford is the director at the Nature Conservancy of South Africa. And in November, something called the Greater Cape Town Water Fund was launched. And we can talk a bit about that as well. Hello, Louise.
Hello, John.
What is the research that has been done which tells us to what extent clearing alien vegetation could fill our dams?
John, we used hydrological models to assist us identifying those areas in the Western Cape Water Supply system where the highest return on investment can be achieved. In other words, if we're clearing invasive plants in those areas, we can get the most water for the least cost into the system.
What does that mean in practice?
In terms of improved water,
how many trees do we have to clear in order to improve the water flow into our storage dams by X percent?
The studies have shown that the core areas directly above three of the main dams, it's a total of 54,000 hectares, of which 12,000 are heavily infested. And if we clear those areas, we can get up to 50 billion liters, and that's equal to today's use of about 2 months' water under restricted conditions for the city of Cape Town. We can free that up if we clear the invasive plants in those seven priority, what we call sub-catchments.
Are you talking about the 12,000 hectares which are heavily infested, or the entire area that you mentioned?
We have to clear the entire area because invasive plants or nature doesn't follow a pattern, but we used the term condensed hectares. That means if you take all the invasives in those 54,000 hectares, you push them into a corner, 12,000 of the 54,000 will be heavily infested. And we base our cost and the models on a heavily infested area. So that's just to give you an indication of where the difference between the 12,000 condensed hectares and the entire 54. But we've got to clear the entire 54,000 hectares. And the key here is to continue the maintenance thereof, because often there's no follow-up of a cleared area. They reinvade after a fire or just naturally, and one lose that investment.
Help me try and understand what 54,000 hectares looks like. Perhaps in square kilometers, it might give me and listeners a greater sense of what 54,000 hectares means.
A hectare is two soccer fields next to each other, to give you that indication.
So it's 108 soccer fields.
That's right.
Yeah. Put like that, it doesn't seem like an enormous area of geography. How much would it cost to clear all of that and maintain it in its cleared state?
The preliminary figures, and that's quite right, this is it is not such a big area. It's a portion of the Western Cape Water Supply System, where the Cape Town and the region gets its water from. But 75% of the water supply comes from those seven key sub-catchments where we're going to focus on. And if we need to get that area under the invasive plants removed in that area as soon as possible. So our calculations have shown to do it over a 30-year period at today's cost will cost 370 million rand.
Why over a 30-year period? Why can't it be done quicker than that? Because the quicker you do it, the greater and sooner you, the greater the benefit and the sooner you derive that benefit.
That's totally correct. So we look at the 30-year period because that is the maintenance period. You've got to look at clearing invasives in the, into the future. So okay. The upfront cost is clearing it in the shortest possible period, and we calculate it with the current capacity and to do it in an environmentally sensitive way so that you don't cause secondary problems such as erosion or sediment. We're looking at the first 5 years of 270 million, and to maintain that will cost 370. So you can see that the upfront cost, the impact investment is much bigger, maintain the gain over a 30-year period, and then the increased water benefits will continue to accrue over that period.
And how does that compare with other ways of getting that 50 billion litres, 2 months' supply of water into Cape Town's dams, the other methods by which that could be done?
What's important to understand up front is what we're not saying that clearing invasives is the only solution. We've got to look at a blend of options, and that is what the city is currently doing. What the city is also doing is to adopt this. The city is fully on board, and the other authorities, national, provincial government, to look at the best solution. So the city, to answer your question about the cost, it's one-tenth of the cost of the other options. So it's much more cost-effective, and it has long-term benefits, ecological and cost benefits.
And how much of that 250 million rand, which is needed for the intense five-year phase to get rid of those bits of thirsty alien vegetation before the maintenance period starts, how much of that is available? How much of it is likely to become available? The question I'm asking is this going to be done?
We're confident that it will be done. We have approximately 50 million that between the city private funding that we're raising foundations, we've got about 50 million available to kickstart the process. But we are confident that if we look at all the role players, city, provincial, national, and the private sector, we are confident that we will be able to find the right funding mechanism to raise the funding and, importantly, to continue the maintenance over the 30-year period, which is the important part.
And the job creation aspects of this, I mean, I don't know if there's been a comparison of the nature of the job and how long the job lasts and how well the job is paid of this method of getting more water into dams versus some of the others, which will be part of the patchwork.
The areas that we're focusing on are quite remote, so we are looking to partner with current teams from the Working on Fire program. They're already specializing, they're already working there. So we're looking at current capacity, we looked at the shortages, and we need 370 individuals for the next 5 years if we want to achieve our target. So we are working with several institutions such as Chrysalis, Working on Fire, the province, Cape Nature, WWF, to see how we can pool resources, train the teams, and get them out equipped and skilled to do the work. So we aiming for to have highly skilled teams for not only Cape Town, but for South Africa. We're calling them specialized remote access teams, and they will be more skilled than what we currently have. So we've got to look at, this is one of the shortcomings and one of the criticisms of the current programs, is that it's difficult to retain the workers. So we're looking at a different model with all the parties involved to make sure that we can retain them and also use these teams in other areas where we also envisage water funds. And the same
Louise, we must leave it there. We're out of time. But thank you very, very much indeed. Louise Stafford, Director at the Nature Conservancy of South Africa.